own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going with a night like me. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going this morning?
It goes, and you?
Good, clear, crisp, a little tired, out busily yesterday. Had a good day yesterday at the first annual State of Jefferson Clay Tournament shoot.
I was listening in, and you guys were coming in loud and clear. I guess there was a lot of people that showed up for that.
Yeah, we had about 50 shooters and a little bit over 100 people for the lunch afterwards. It was a good day. And
nice.
A lot of good shooting. There were some people that did really, really well and some people that didn't do that well at all.
So did the 16-year-old kick everybody's butt like she said?
She didn't get to show up. Her dad showed up.
Oh, no.
But she didn't get to show because I guess her soccer team did well enough they got into the playoffs, so she was at a playoff game for her soccer team. And after all that talk, you know, the kid from Placer County didn't show up to shoot.
Well, I was hoping she'd be there and show everybody up on that one. So. Yeah.
Although a 18-year-old girl did take the women's division.
Nice.
So it was a good time yesterday.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
We'll have to make sure more of us get out there. I couldn't make it, and I wish I could have. I enjoy stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I was out doing the radio show for Jefferson State of Mind and wandering around taking pictures and stuff, and I think next year's definitely going to be shooting instead.
Nice, nice. Before we get to our guests, we have a guest this morning, and it's Sam Paredes with Gun Owners of California. I wanted to let people know out there that last week we had Christian Schrader on, and I did call Francie Sullivan and Brent Weaver to be on the show. Brent Weaver said that he would come on after the first of the year, and Francie Sullivan has yet to return any of my calls. So
ever.
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 So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know that we are trying to be fair on the airtime. So.
Yeah. Well, you can only do what they do to a certain extent. So.
I don't know what that is for sure, but we'll let that be. Yeah, Bob? So.
Francie always likes to come on the station before the election.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Maybe it's just us.
Well, it could be.
It could be that it's just us.
Yeah, it could be. Mm. All right. I guess with that, we will get to our guests. We have Sam Paredes with Gun Owners of California on the line. Are you there, Sam?
I sure am, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. And yourselves? Everybody doing well?
We're doing good. Robert says he's tired, but...
Yeah, a little bit tired, but not, you know, there's worse things in the world than being tired.
Yeah. That's for sure. And, you know, having a sore shoulder from a shotgun shoot is not a bad thing either, you know? So for those who participated,
though. Yeah, we know one guy whose shoulder looks like hamburger today.
That would be my brother. I'm just going to say it right now. I was told it was my brother, so there you go. I can do that.
That's great.
What a thing to have a hamburger shoulder from, huh?
Yeah.
Exercising your Second Amendment right.
What a thing to have your sister tell the whole world on the air about it, you know?
Hey.
He's just going to have to buck up to say, you know what? My sister's right, but I can take it. We'll do it again next week, you know?
Well, that's what family's for.
Hey.
There you go.
He wouldn't hesitate if it was the other way around, believe me.
Oh, not a bit. I'll bet you're right.
So how goes the fight down there in Sacramento, Sam? Tell us what's new and fantabulous out of the cesspool of SAC.
Thankfully, the legislature has been gone now for several weeks, and they won't be coming back except to be sworn in in December. And then the desk is open for them to introduce any bills for a week, and then they go back home to enjoy Christmas and New Year's, and then they come back at the first of the year to start a whole brand new session. It's a clean slate. There are no leftover carryover bills. Everything has to start from scratch, and you know that they're in Hawaii or Chile or wherever it is that they're traveling right now, coming up with new ideas for new legislation. And as always, we expect that there will be a full complement of unconstitutional anti-Second Amendment bills that they sponsor. But as of right now, we don't know of anything specific. So that's a good thing. But we are girding up our loins and taking up our armor and preparing for anything that they might throw at us. So on the legislative front, things are good. The only thing is that, you know, the legislators are not at the Capitol, so you don't know where they are. So lock your doors and, you know, watch your wives and daughters. I'm kidding, of course. But more than anything, they're not affecting our pocketbook right now. So that's the legislature. The elections, oh my Lord, nationwide, there was a... The races that Gun Owners of America, our national organization, were involved in, we pretty much swept. We were involved in virtually every critical U.S. Senate race, and our goal was to defund Dingy Harry Reid from Nevada, and he's now having to move his offices to a smaller place and in the Capitol, and that's a wonderful thing. Now, that was our goal.
Now, if we can...
Well, that our job now is to hold the feet to the fire of those that are elected and remind them that they were not elected on wishy-washy stuff. They were elected on defunding, getting rid of Obamacare, stopping the profligate expenditure of tax dollars and allowing the debt lift ceiling to continue to rise. And these are the issues that won for our people, you know, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire. You know, people say that, the conservatives and the Tea Party and the Republicans are to blame for shutting down government and the public hated it. Fact of the matter is the public loved it so much that they gave the Republicans a big majority in both houses. And they said to them, in my opinion, the message was, go over there and stop what Obama and the liberals are doing. Stop them, and let's do something different. So, that was a huge mandate.
I couldn't believe some of the people that were out there and going, "Oh, well, this just means that the American people want Congress to work with the president." No, that is not at all what that meant. America pushed back in a big way and said, "Enough is enough. Put a stop to it. Let's figure out and let's get it fixed."
You're absolutely correct. And people say that, well, you know, that that tide of republicanism and you know, the media ties conservatism with republicanism, and certainly they are not in intertwined, and especially those who believe in the principles of you know, smaller government and lower taxes and the free market, those aren't certainly exclusively Republican principles, and many Republicans don't believe that, but that wave, they say, crashed and died again on the eastern slope of the Sierras and didn't affect California. And I'm here to tell you that that just plain flat out is not the truth. We set some goals that were significant. And our first goal was to push the radical leftist leadership that's running Sacramento away from the two-thirds supermajority. And because with a supermajority, they can override a veto, as if Governor Brown would ever veto anything, you know, liberal, but they could. The more important thing is they can put anything they want on the ballot with two-thirds majority, and they can raise taxes with two-thirds majority. And by pushing them back from that threshold, they now have to twist the arms of some Republicans in order to achieve that goal. Now, again, our goal now is going to be to keep the feet to the fire of those Republicans that we were successful in electing in order to prevent the leftists from doing any of those things, overturning the governor's veto or raising taxes or putting things on the ballot that will injure us.
If we wait long enough, you know, maybe their majority will just all be arrested. You know, that's the if they continue their legislative sessions like they've been doing.
At the rate they're going, that's absolutely true. When you figure that, you know, 13% of the Senate Democrat caucus was charged with some sort of corruption or felony or bribery or something, that's kind of wow. That's
whew. Yeah, it does make a statement. Hey, Sam, we got to get ourselves off to a break, and we'll be right back to you and talk to some of that stuff. I'm really curious what you think it's going to be like working with the new Senate Pro Tem, Putz De Leon.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. If you have a question or comment for Sam, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
And I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health,
lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Come on in, boys, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? Y'all run along and have a little fun. I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun.
And we're back. Nice.
That's about right. I'm getting there. I got a 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
It's getting to that phase. But I made a deal with my brother a long time ago because we don't want our daughters ending up hating us. So any boyfriend issues his daughter has, I'll deal with. And any boyfriend issues my daughter has, he'll deal with. And they can get as mad as they want at their uncles. That way they're not mad at dad.
Hey, I guess that works pretty well, you know?
It has so far.
I only had boys, so you know what? I always had to worry about the dads coming to my door. Or the uncles. So with that, we're back. Are you still hanging with us, Sam?
I sure am.
All right.
Yeah, so I was curious with, you know, good old De Leon in there, you know, gun-savvy mm-hmm. guy that he is. What do you think it's going to be like having to work with him?
Well, believe it or not, yeah, I'm almost speechless. That's like never happens. Senator Daryl Steinberg, the former Speaker Pro Tem, and Speaker John Perez, who have just turned out and left the legislature, there's no question that they were both arch liberals, but they were steady and they were focused on achieving certain goals, and they were circumspect on pushing too hard. I don't think that's going to be the case with Senator Kevin De Leon and Speaker Atkins. I think that they're going to come in. They are equally as arch leftist liberal as their predecessors, but I think they are more motivated to get things done and do things than the past. So I would guess that we are going to see Senator De Leon, Kevin, sponsor multiple bills that will affect our Second Amendment rights. And typically, the Senate Pro Tem who runs the Senate carries very few pieces of legislation because he has to spend so much time in actually running the Senate. But I don't think that's going to be the case with Kevin. I think he's got anti-gun green blood flowing in his veins, and I think he's going to be exercising the authority that he has to continue to push for ammunition registration and other things like that. So
so you really expect him to come out guns blazing then?
I do. And of course, we use real guns and they use powder puff marshmallow guns, but they will be flinging them at us with everything they've got. Yeah, we're expecting a very, very difficult year next year.
Wow. I know I was just looking over the list that I believe it's in January, you know, that the handguns that are no longer prohibited in the state and then the ones that are, and it was like 1,300 that are not mm-hmm. going to be prohibited anymore in the state of California. And then the ones that were like 13. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Really?
Well, here's the situation in the state. We have a very bad law on the books, and it creates the so-called safe handgun list, the certified list of guns that have to pass a state-certified test and criteria in order to be for the government to allow us to purchase them so we can exercise our Second Amendment rights. Well, the fact of the matter is that, the test is no longer a safety test where they drop it to make sure it's not going to blow up or break, that it will function and that kind of stuff. It is now a political correctness test. Does it have a loaded chamber indicator or a magazine disconnector, which are truly items that are, you know, it depends. Do you like it or do you not? Well, the government, by requiring it, is now saying that we can only drink, you know, soda in 16-ounce cups and cannot drink it in 32-ounce cups because 32-ounce cups are going to hurt us. And it's the same thing with these guns. They say if it doesn't have a loaded chamber indicator and a magazine disconnector, it's too dangerous for you, and you don't have the right in California to carry it. And the other factor that they have is the micro-stamping that we all heard about and have been hearing about for years. And that is a technology that is in use by exactly no one in the world. No one in the world uses micro-stamping. Not just in the country, but in the world. Not China, not Russia. No one uses micro-stamping. And this is a requirement that on the firing pin of semi-automatic guns, you have to put micro-engraving that will impress on the spent cartridge the make, model, and serial number of the gun that shot that cartridge. And so that when police come to a crime scene, they can pick up these spent cartridges and say, oh, the make is a Colt 1911, it's A1, and it, you know, we go and check the records, and it was purchased by Sam Paredes at Just Gun Store on Auburn and Watt. We're going to go pay him a visit. But you know, 80% of all crimes are committed with stolen guns. So they're going to come to my house, and I'm going to say, "Hey, kumquat, I reported that gun is stolen a year ago. Why are you here?" Yeah. And they're going to be sent on wild goose chases instead of allowed to go out and fight crime. So that safe handgun list is a very bad thing. And because no new guns are allowed to be sold in California that don't pass that criteria, all of the latest and greatest and safest and most efficient handguns that are being developed on an annual basis that do not have loaded chamber indicators and magazine disconnectors, and as we've mentioned, none of them have micro stamping, cannot be sold in California.
Yeah.
So all of the guns that are on the list are grandfathered in, and they will be sold as long as manufacturers keep them on the list by paying a fee. So they stay on the list. But, you know, when you have one model of gun that you've been selling for decades, over the years, when you come up with a new material or a better design for a spring, you go to a flat spring instead of a round spring, or you come up with a better design sight or something like that, every one of those changes requires you to resubmit that model for retesting under the new rules. And that's why manufacturers have not been able to have had some of their guns that have been on the list fall off the list.
Well, I know there's several tragedy. Gun companies that have, they're basically just folding up shop and leaving California.
That's true. So. You're correct. We are coming to a point in time, there will be a nexus where there are so few semi-automatic handguns available in the state of California for sale that they will, in essence, be unavailable. And the only way that law-abiding citizens will be able to purchase semi-automatic handguns in California is from other law-abiding citizens in the state. So that's going to raise the cost of them. And will eventually reduce the number, which is the goal of the other side.
So they're playing the long ball here. They think eventually they'll just grind them down through attrition.
That's correct. They know they can't ban them all in one shot, so they create these crazy, wild systems in order to, like you said, grind us down to the point to where eventually we have no guns available to us to purchase legally.
Well, if we get our way up here, that's not going to be a problem, and all those gun stores can fold up and those gun manufacturers and just head north a couple hours. We'll be happy to have them.
Yeah, but this is a serious problem that we need to address on a whole, you know, on a whole basis here and get the word out with people. I know we have to go to a break, Sam, but when we come back, maybe we can talk about some of the things you see coming up this next year, foreseeing that might be something that we need to get behind and know about?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be. We've got some bright lights that we get to be excited about here when we get back.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
To the town of Alfrey rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Tom Noriega, and we're going to talk Common Core. Do you know what Common Core is, or what the impact it has on your children in the schools of the United States and right here in Shasta County? We're going to find out on Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
He laughed and kissed his mom. We're back now.
Yep. And on that note, we do have a couple things we want to throw out. We want to let everybody know that Sam is going to be down at Destiny Fellowship Church tomorrow night.
Yep. 2570 South Bonneview at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Come on down, hear what he has to say. And on the note of don't take your guns to town, I was curious, can you tell us some of the things about open carry? Is our county sheriff actually able to issue a permit for open carry?
Yes, the county sheriffs are actually able to issue a permit for open carry, that is the law. In unincorporated areas of the county, a permit is not necessary. But if you carry openly in that incorporated area, if you go through the city of Redding or one of the other incorporated towns, then it's illegal to open carry unless you have a permit. So that is the law of the land. And unfortunately, the ban on open carry limits the sheriff's ability to issue those permits only for their county. Unlike a concealed carry weapons permit, which is valid throughout the state of California in every city, in every town, everywhere except airports and post offices, the open carry permits are only eligible in the county in which it was issued.
Okay. So I just want to clarify for everybody, if you're outside of the municipality, if you're outside of city limits, you can open carry legally.
Yes, that is correct.
And if you're in the municipality, the sheriff can issue you a permit to carry in the municipality?
Within the county. Within the county, the sheriff can issue you a permit.
Okay, and does that include even if the local municipality has its own police force?
It does. The open carry permit, it can only be issued by the sheriff. I don't believe that the chief of police can actually issue that permit. It has to be the sheriff. So that's the way it works. If anybody has any questions specifically about it, give me a call at Gun Owners at 916-984-1400 during the week. We will get the actual citations of the law and make sure that nobody gets in trouble, because we are the law abiding. Whether we hate the law or not, we are not lawbreakers. We are law changers, and we will work to change the laws if they are bad, either through the legislative process or through the courts. But we want to make sure that everybody complies by the law, whether we like it or not, and do the legal things that we can do to change the laws. Like I said, by pushing legislation or lawsuits or becoming a free state.
There you go. And if they want to check you out online, what is the website?
Our website is www.gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com, and we have all kinds of information on our website and all of the contact information on how to get a hold of me or our staff. We have our raffle on the information there, the various dinners and events that we have, in order to raise the resources so we can continue to do what we do. All of that information is available on our website.
Nice. Okay.
And going back to the open carry thing, I kind of wanted to tie into the decision that came out of the Ninth Circuit Court, where they kind of said nobody else can reopen this lawsuit, nobody else can appeal this lawsuit that didn't have standing when the lawsuit was originally filed, on setting restrictions and kind of criteria for CCW. With their decision that sheriffs cannot set a criteria for CCW, would that logic and precedent not apply for open carry permits that they must issue, and that they can't set a criteria to define who qualifies for open carry?
What the court held is that it didn't invalidate the laws of the state of California. What it did is it said that a sheriff, when they use the criteria for the when they ask the question of on why you need a concealed weapons permit, the only constitutionally supported issue that an applicant has to give is for personal protection. If they use that reason, then they qualify for receiving that permit and must be given that permit. The court wasn't differentiating it whether it was for open carry or closed carry, except that the issue would not have come up in the first place had the state not banned open carry. The court held that since the state banned open carry, and then we have the sheriffs of Los Angeles County and the Greater Bay Area and San Diego County, which constitute 75% of the population, do not issue permits, in essence have a ban on CCWs, the state of California or the sheriffs are banning the exercise of the Second Amendment, because, as Scalia said in Heller versus Washington, D.C., the right to keep means keeping guns in your home, and the right to bear means having guns outside of the home, and you cannot ban that, either one. So that's why the court came up with this decision and said that since the state banned open carry, you cannot prohibit concealed weapons permits. And that's what we are. And the court, what happened was this case took 4 years, Peruta versus Gore, Sheriff Gore of San Diego County, where law-abiding citizens said there's an unconstitutional ban on the issuance of CCWs. The court held after 4 years that the citizens were correct, that it was an unconstitutional ban, and they ruled in favor of law-abiding citizens, reemphasizing that we have a Second Amendment right. At that point, after the ruling was issued, and after Sheriff Gore said it's already cost us, the county of San Diego, millions of dollars to take this case forward over 4 years, we are not going to appeal. And that's when the Attorney General and the Brady Campaign and the California Peace Officers Association all came in and said, we're asking the court to allow us to intervene and to have the court basically overturn the three-judge decision and take the case to an 11-judge panel, which is called an en banc hearing, and rehear the case all over again. Well, the request is made to the three-judge panel, and the three-judge panel said, in a very nice and polite and in the finest Christian sense, they said, Attorney General Harris, go away. Whether you're mad or not, just go away. You have no standing. You had an opportunity to participate over 4 years, and now you ask to intervene after we've come up with a ruling and after this is all done? No, too bad, so sad. You're out of here. You don't have an ability to intervene on this. So that leaves her with only two options. One is to go to the entire ninth to ask for to be allowed to intervene, or she can go to the United States Supreme Court and ask them to overrule the Ninth Circuit Court and allow her to intervene. Here's the kicker. If they allow her to intervene, and by intervening that means that she is asking them to rehear the case with 11 judges, there is no defendant. There's no Sheriff Gore is not appealing the case. So you're going to have a court hearing with nobody on the other side. Only our people will be there to defend the right. Kamala Harris cannot defend the right. She is not the defendant in the case. And state law or state authority is not what's being challenged. What was challenged was the sheriff's use of anything other than self-defense as a constitutionally protected requirement or request for a reason for having a CCW. This is huge. This is massive. And although there are still some things that can impact this ruling, in the next couple of weeks, we will know if it goes into effect. And if it goes into effect, it goes into effect in Alaska, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, California, Montana, Idaho, Hawaii, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands that are territories of the United States. That will be the law of the land. We shall have shall issue on CCWs throughout the Western United States, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Fantastic.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's huge.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, and there are still very few. There are fewer and fewer opportunities for the anti-gunners to push this. We are at a position to where we are in a win-win situation. Either this ruling goes into effect, and anybody who's a law-abiding citizen can get a CCW, or they are successful in appealing it to the Supreme Court, and we get the Supreme Court to rule that anybody in the entire country has a right to have a CCW. All they have to do is request it and say that I need one for personal protection. So that's, of course, you folks and I believe that the only concealed weapons permit we need is the Second Amendment, the United States
Correct.
Constitution, and we don't need the government to give us permission. But this is a huge, you know, we've just taken Mount Everest and split it in half, and their side is the side that's crumbling. So the antis are apoplectic with the situation they're in, and you know, we're fighting a long-term fight. We're taking the long view on this thing, and this is a huge step in the right direction. And there are multiple other cases that we are involved in to affect everything else, everything from assault weapons and so-called high-capacity magazines. We, at Gun Owners, we just wrote a friend of the court brief in a case in Maryland, the Colby case, the Colby versus O'Malley, which will help the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals understand that the ban on so-called assault weapons is unconstitutional. If we win there, that is going to be very helpful in overturning the assault weapons ban here in the state of California. We've got lawsuits to overturn the safe handgun list. We've got a lawsuit before the California Supreme Court to basically prevent the legislature from continuing to push registration of ammunition, Kevin De Leon's favorite thing. And we have been very busy in writing these briefs that support the main cases. And that's why it's important for your listeners, everybody who believes in the Second Amendment, to be involved in as many pro-gun organizations as they can afford to be involved in, because we are working together. We have to be separate in order to be able to support our main fight of restoring the Second Amendment. You know, let's say the NRA, if they file a case, they cannot file a friend of the court brief to support their own case. That's where Gun Owners of California has to write a case to support a lawsuit. And that's how we work together to win. And we are kicking anti-gun tail all over the country and here in California. And it's a pretty fun thing to do.
That's nice to hear, yeah, because if you, of course, listen to mainstream media, they don't bring anything to the forefront. So it's nice to know and get the inside scoop to really what is going on and that we are winning battles.
Well, yes, we are. Hmm. We're winning huge battles, and the way the left kind of pushes us down is by not acknowledging it. I mean, you see on page 3 of the, you know, the Record Searchlight or the San Jose Mercury News, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upholds, you know, CCW rights for citizens, and then, you know, three columns, three paragraphs, and it's done. Hmm. This should be front page news across the state of California. And you know what? People are waking up. A recent Gallup poll showed that 74% of Americans believe that they are safer with guns in their homes. Now, that includes almost half of all Democrats, 80% of all Republicans, and a vast majority of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They believe that they feel safer with guns in their home. 6 years ago, it was only 20% of Americans who acknowledged that sentiment. So there's a huge shift in the feeling about, you know, we have to protect ourselves, we have to defend ourselves in our own home amongst Americans, and that is why we are winning gun cases and gun elections throughout the country, and we will get there here in California if we continue to do the right things.
Well, that is fantastic to hear, and I think part of it is becoming a trust issue between people and their government. People are kind of starting to look around and get a little leery. And, you know, I wanted to touch on one of the things you said about the media real quick, and it's hard to get away from a media bias. And I just want to throw out there to our listeners that very soon there is going to be an option. There is going to be a conservative media option in your newspaper. We don't want to let the cat completely out of the bag, but up here in the Jefferson counties with the Shasta Lantern, we have taken some huge steps to compete on an even footing with some of the other local newspapers, if they want to call themselves that.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that what you folks are doing with this show, what the Patriots are doing with the whole Jefferson, State of Jefferson movement, what Carl and Linda Bott and all of the folks that the Reading Tea Party, the Tehama Tea Party, what all of you folks are doing to disseminate the truth is amazing and needs to be appreciated and applauded by anybody who loves freedom and liberty, because, you notice that ABC, NBC, CBS, they're all on the brink of bankruptcy. Major newspapers are falling left and right. They used to be these big, you used to be able to use a half a sheet of a newspaper to cover the bottom of your birdcage. Now you need 3 or 4 pages of a newspaper to cover the bottom of your birdcage, which is in many cases what they're best for.
Well,
but they're in trouble, and they're in trouble because you folks are letting the truth out, and people are seeking information from places like yourselves and the efforts of what you're doing.
Sam, it takes all of us. You know, it's people like you too that are fighting the fight on your level that we wouldn't know anything about or be able to fight it on the level that we're able to with unless we had people like you doing what you do. It takes all of us.
It does. It does. It takes a united effort. We cannot be depressed. We cannot be the people who play one downsmanship where we get together and talk about one more thing that the government is doing to hurt us. And then, oh yeah, the government's doing that to hurt you. Let me tell you how many black helicopters landed in my backyard today. And you get into a spiral of telling one bad story after another, but before you know it, everybody's depressed.
Well,
but
not only that, but
together, and we share every little victory that we have. It will give encouragement to people in places that we don't even expect, and great things will happen, and we will push this fulcrum back towards freedom and liberty, and we will win.
We're all doing action too at the same time. That's what people have to realize. Not only are we engaged, but we're actually making action. And making it happen.
I'm tired of hearing how bad it is. You know, let's get out there and fix it. Let's do something about it. You know, find ways to get involved directly and do what you can. Even if it's something like making phone calls to the legislatures and telling them, thou shalt not. You know,
Absolutely. And to this year was one example where phone calls and emails really made something happen. Assemblyman Jones from San Diego actually printed out the 28,000 emails that he received in opposition to an anti-gun bill. And although they wouldn't let him bring them all onto the floor, he brought a picture of them and said, this is how many responses we got no on this bill. And I know for a fact that every one of you got this many responses. What are you going to do about it? And it was because everybody called and wrote and emailed that we were able to make that point, and we defeated the bill. So and that was SB 53, the ammunition registration bill. And you're right, action. We are on offense. You know what? It's fun to have the ball on our side and not have to play defense all the time. And we're scoring some points. So
it is nice to see some points go up on the right side of the board.
Well, thank you for being our flamethrower out there and spreading the news, because you're doing a great job. And no matter what anybody says, they need to listen in order to be informed so that they can take action. And like you said, as a team, we're working together.
Well, we appreciate it very much, but we got to get to a break and make some money before the engineer breaks her kneecaps with his lead pipe.
So. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
These days I go down to Walmart and they sell them in the back. Some people want to take them away. Why don't you go buy some boys that sell a crack? Yeah.
And we're back. And this hour's gone by real quick again. Sam, I still have you on the line. Is there
just a few? I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. We only have a few more minutes on this segment of the show. Is there anything that you want to get out there in the last few minutes to the listeners?
First of all, come on up to the Destiny Church tomorrow and like to see all my friends up there. You know, Aaron, Ryan, and Terry and Sally, Raposa, and all of the folks that I've grown to love and appreciate and respect so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I want to give you more details on everything that's going on in the courts, in the legislature, and in the elections. And also, I have to tell you folks, my wife and I took a drive through the Sierras yesterday for fun, and we were coming down through El Dorado County, my home county, and right there on Main Street, there was a big sign that said meeting, how to join the State of Jefferson movement.
Nice.
And I just got really tickled.
Yeah, we are active in El Dorado. We've got some very good people working on the project there, and we're seeing good things move.
Oh, man. You know, Lord willing and the creeks don't rise, we will be successful. You know, we don't give up like the other side does. And golly, how much fun would that be to be a part of a free state? You know, that means that we get to put the razor wire on the outside edge of El Dorado County and keep those
nice
Californians away from coming to us.
That would be great. So, again, you'll be at the Reading Tea Party tomorrow
yes
night, 6 p.m. That's 2570 Destiny Fellowship. And everybody needs to attend that and get the information so they have some tools in their bags for this mm-hmm next year in regards to our Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to being here. God bless you for what you do.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, thank
for
you, and God bless you,
Sam. Yeah, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have a great day. All right, so that brings us down to the hour.
Yeah.
Another
and
one.
Sovereign Minds is going to be up next, and I guess I'm going to stick for a couple of minutes and go over some kind of local news that's breaking here.
Yeah, we have about a minute. Yeah, we've got some hot news on the press, so to speak, coming out that you want to get out there to the people.
Well, we do. And, you know, one of the media things, like we don't want to let too much out yet until ready to fire all our guns at once, but we've got some very exciting things in the hopper, and we're going to be able to get some people some truth out there. They're going to have an alternative news source, an alternative media source to go and look. And then you look at what one newspaper here is putting out, and you look at what we're putting out, and then you decide for yourself who's full of it and who isn't.
There you go. So next is Sovereign Minds with myself and my brother Mark Kent, and Robert will be held over, and we'll go over that information.
Yep.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hammer, think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
Sovereign Minds is next here on KCNR's Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. ISIS is claiming the death of another American captive, aid worker Peter Kasich, who was captured last year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is offering his sympathies this morning.
We support you in this battle. We support President Obama in leading this coalition. It has to be fought, ISIS. It has to be defeated, and it can be defeated.
He spoke to CBS TV. Meanwhile, lawmakers are debating the use of military force against ISIS and whether the issue should wait for the new Congress.
The top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee says he believes the next Congress should debate the issue rather than rush it through during the lame duck session. Senator Saxby Chambliss, who is retiring at the end of this year, says a vote on approving a new authorization of military force is a major decision that has long-term implications. Senator Chambliss's comments put him on the same track as House Speaker John Boehner and other top Republicans who say they want to wait until the new Congress is sworn in. Other senators say Congress should take up the military authorization in the lame duck. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The U.S., Japan, and Australia have agreed to deepen their security ties, SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
With an eye toward Chinese aggression, President Obama and the prime ministers of Japan and Australia committed to deepen their military cooperation and work together on strengthening maritime security in the Asia-Pacific. The meeting, the first since 2007 among leaders of the three allies, risked antagonizing Beijing. But White House officials insist that the three-way talks were not meant to send a message to China.
The three leaders met on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Australia this weekend. An upcoming grand jury announcement has police departments across the country bracing for possible unrest. A decision is coming from the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, on whether to indict a white police officer in the killing of an unarmed black teenager. This is SRN News.
Logo 6, the most advanced Bible study software, is now available. Logo 6 offers new Bible study tools and interactive media that will dramatically change the way Christians study the Word. Logo 6 empowers Christians to study the Bible's background, explore Greek and Hebrew, visualize the biblical world, and make new and exciting discoveries. Pastors will benefit from innovative tools like visual copy and cultural concepts to create engaging presentations. Logos is the easy-to-use study tool Tim Keller, Tony Evans, Matt Chandler, and Beth Moore depend on for their sermon and writing prep. With Logos, they spend less time searching and more time discovering. Logos Bible software has grown from a couple of programmers in a basement over 20 years ago into the largest developer of Bible study software and a worldwide leader in multilingual electronic publishing. See the amazing new Logo 6. Visit logos.com. That's logos.com.
Airplanes are being warned to avoid airspace near an erupting Alaskan volcano as it spews ash 30,000 feet above sea level. The National Weather Service says ash is being blown to the west and northwest of Pavlov Volcano. It began erupting 3 days ago, pushing lava out from a vent near its summit. On Friday, the ash cloud had reached 16,000 feet. It's not clear how long the eruption will last. Pavlov is Alaska's most active volcano, and it sits along international air routes connecting Europe, North America, and Asia. A prime minister who's promised stability and a city mayor who's vowed to fight corruption are squaring off today in Romania's presidential runoff. Prime Minister Victor Ponta favored on Sunday over the mayor of the city of Sibiu, Klaus Iohannis. Ponta led by 10 percentage points in the November 2nd vote, and corruption probes of senior Ponta aides appear not to have dented his lead. This is SRN News. Some Coloradoans found themselves digging out from something other than snow last week.
Tumbleweeds piled up around homes and shops and along roads several feet high in and around Colorado Springs and Pueblo as an Arctic storm system moved from north to south across the state. The storm kicked up winds gusting to 60 miles per hour. That sent the tumbleweeds flying along with blinding dust. One local says it's not that unusual in the fall when the ground dries out and the winds pick up.
SRN's Rich Thomason. A dog named Buddy didn't wait for an invitation when his 85-year-old master had to go to the hospital recently. Buddy hitched a ride on the outside of the ambulance carrying Texas rancher J.R. Nicholson to Hill Country Memorial Hospital after Nicholson called for the ambulance when he felt dizzy. A motorist flagged down the ambulance to say the dog was on the side step. He was then put inside, and everybody's okay. This is SRN News.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veteran Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind. Today is Sunday, November 16th, and my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there. That would be all the good people out there searching for truth. You're listening to KCNR 1460, and we're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneville, and I believe we have Sam Paredes
there. That's correct.
He was just on the last program.
Yep.
That would be
great guy.
Jefferson State of Mind with Red Smith and...
Right
and,
now?
Yeah, and Kayla Brown.
And Kayla Brown and my sister, The Replacement.
Yeah.
Be careful. Wow. Which shoulder
which
is it?
Shoulder?
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay. So, I was down there at the Jefferson State of Mind event yesterday with the trap shoot and sporting clays. And I have never actually run a course like that before. I've done some hunting here and there. And yeah, my shoulder was already mush before I got there. And now it's pretty much, it's like a cross between mayonnaise and Jell-O.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone. No comment. Go ahead, Bob.
Is it your left shoulder or your right shoulder?
No.
Not your left shoulder. you're leaving your left shoulder extremely
just
exposed.
No,
that's right, because I can hit her back's going to be extremely exposed here in a minute. Like just like when we're kids, hey, you know, shut up,
I'll slug
you in the back. Yeah. So anyway, we're all of our shows are part.
And you wonder how you got that bald spot.
Hey, you can be replaced. You are. We can we replace the replacement?
I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways.
I try not to get in the middle of family affairs. I know how those go.
Wise choice.
This is the only show we have on the station where we have the sibling rivalry dynamic going.
Yeah, if you hear... You know,
sometimes the tension's so thick in here you can cut it with a knife.
Uh-huh. Boy. So anyway,
kill moose and
yeah, we were just doing cartoon voices over the break, and of course I have a plethora of them.
Mm-hmm. You're very good at that, by the way.
I seem to have misplaced my Q37A modulator. Oh my gosh, well, I'll never get to blow up the Earth now. That's my best one.
Yeah, you always got to love Marvin.
Marvin the Martian, yeah. Sufferance. Anyway, so.
I wonder if
yeah, don't get
Nancy.
Him started.
Yeah, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this.
I wonder if Marvin knows Nancy Pelosi. Probably grew up together.
Well, maybe, you know, according to Dan last week, Nancy Pelosi is, you know, the food chain goes the wrong way. You know, in other words, at the local level, the women are smarter. And as they rise up into the federal level, they get dumber and dumber and dumber. Now they're calling them Grubered.
Grubered.
Yeah,
yeah,
you get Grubered.
You've been
Grubered. The quote of the day, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down the second with the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Do you know who said that?
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
I was going to say Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, so the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. Hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't apply today, would it?
I mean, no.
That's not a timeless quote or anything.
No.
No. Anyway, what do we got going today? My sister here is with me in the studio, as usual, with her sassy...
My sassy self. I have a few veterans announcements to make. Of course, you know, we have the holidays coming up. And so in December, we have a lot of different functions for the veterans. And the first one being on December 13th is Wreaths Across America.
Is that Wreaths?
Wreaths. Wreath.
I thought it was like Reese, like in, as in Reese's Pieces. But no, it's wreaths.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we go out to the cemetery at Igo, and we place Christmas wreaths.
Wreaths. I have a Kevlar.
Yeah, be careful.
Shoulder protector.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a Kevlar wreath, and I was like, "What do you do with that?"
Go ahead, hit him now, Robert. Now's your chance. And so, again, that's on December 13th. And then on the 14th, we have Christmas for the troops that we do every year, that we package boxes to go across to the deployed men and women. And if you would like, I keep forgetting to tell people, on Monday nights, if you have stuff that you want to put in the boxes, we will be gathering it at the Reading Tea Party at 6 p.m. But we do Christmas for the troops. That is on December 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. The cost of the ticket is $15. That includes your meal. The $15 is just basically to cover the packages so we can get them overseas. And then on December 20th, we have Servicemen's Feast. That's where we provide a full dinner, turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, the whole works, and dessert for all veterans, firemen, and the police and their families. So
very good.
It's cool times.
Just so we know, you know, we held over Red Smith from Jefferson State of Mind to talk some more about this little Turtle Bay land deal. But I wanted to mention that we have in the studio with us today Bob Martin again, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Bob's a little under the weather. He sounds like he's got a little stuffy thing going on there.
I do, but I'll try not to breathe your direction.
Well, okay. I didn't wear my mask. I brought my hockey mask.
You got your SARS mask?
No. Yeah. So anyway.
I will douse myself in Clorox wipes.
Yeah, we'll just get a little alcohol spray bottle and start misting the air over there by you.
You didn't just get back from West Africa, did you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No Ebola jokes. It's too soon.
Oh, is it?
You've got to wait 21 days.
That's right.
You hear the new Ebola joke?
Go ahead.
It went viral.
That's terrible.
Hey boy, it's going to be a long morning.
Okay.
Whack him on the shoulder.
Enough silliness. Let's get down to business. We've got a lot to cover as usual, and we never seem to have enough time. We're going to have Pete Peters, I believe, on in the
Correct.
Show around 10 o'clock. He's coming in, and he's with the Freedom of Action. from freedom in action. I'm sorry, for, not freedom.
How does
from
that go now?
It's not freedom from action. It's freedom in action. And so Pete's a great guy, and he's going to be a great guest, and we really are looking forward to that. And but we have Red Smith with us from Jefferson State of Mind, and he's going to be talking to us about the Turtle Day land debacle. Yes. There's nothing wrong here. Just move along.
The drama and the saga of the Turtle Bay soap opera continues.
We need some of those organ musics, Bob. Can you get like, da-da, you know, like out of the Days of Our Lives thing?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, as Redding turns.
Yeah, as the stomach turns on the so
Turtle Bay.
So evidently we've got a, I would say, a really very legitimate source.
Extremely legitimate source.
That, you know, this isn't, we're not just finding this stuff and making it up.
Yeah, although it does come off of the Secret Squirrel Network, and as we are official members of the press, our sources are protected, and we will take their names to the grave.
But secret. So tell us what you got.
Well, apparently, as the saga of Turtle Bay continues, and the land deal has been approved by the voters, something has popped up due to the Alan Shuffleberger bid on the land deal. Now, for those of you that are just getting caught up on this, there's been quite a fight in the city over a sale of several acres of property, about 15 acres of property adjacent to Turtle Bay, being sold to the McConnell Foundation for a very reasonable fee. McConnell claims the value of the land's about $400,000. A lot of people, other people, have appraised it in the millions of dollars. Now, That actually was forced to go to the voters to decide, and they did vote for the city to be able to approve the land deal with Turtle Bay. Now, here's the kicker, is back in 1995, when Turtle Bay was first being set up, the city of Redding accepted an EDA grant, that's the Economic Development Association, and they accepted a grant from them to help do the startup process and install the utilities, prepare the land, and things like that. The total of the grant ended up working out to about $1.6 million, which was 74% of the total cost of setting up Turtle Bay. Now, where it gets sticky is if any of that land that was that grant covered is ever sold to anybody outside of Turtle Bay or is not of beneficial use to Turtle Bay, then they are entitled to claw back. There's a clawback clause in the grant that says they are entitled to get that money back. The thing is, though, is they are not entitled to claw back the $1.6 million. They are entitled to claw back 74% of the value of the land or the other parts that are being sold. Now, the EDA, which is a department of the Department of Commerce, has determined that the Turtle Bay land sale to McConnell is not of beneficial use to the Turtle Bay. So basically the federal government has said that the land deal is not of beneficial use to Turtle Bay. The clawback is absolutely in effect, and the land so they are entitled to 74% of the land value to be paid out of the coffers of the city of Redding and returned to the federal government.
Wow.
Yeah.
This could be a real problem.
And this never came up before because...
Well, that's the question that we're asking, is why didn't this come up? Why wasn't this presented to voters? Why wasn't this explained?
Why wasn't the city staff all over this letting everybody know that this was a problem? Because evidently they knew about this.
Well, they would have to, correct?
According to the documents that we have, they were actually in discussions over this way back in April. So the city staff and more than likely McConnell Foundation was fully aware of this.
So they hid this from the discussion.
They did. They absolutely hid it from the people. They hid the truth of it. And here's
and
the
from
thing
city is, council?
And from city council.
Well, those voters, they're just too stupid to know what's good for them. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We've been exactly. Grubered.
We've been grubered. Yeah. So now does that change the... Does that change the dynamics of the deal at all here?
Well, I don't. It raises a lot of questions. You know, is the vote even valid, considering that people weren't voting?
There was not full disclosure.
There was no full disclosure. There's no way that city staff can say that they were unaware of this. You know, we've got the documentation that says they were knowledgeable.
Yeah, and how can you vote on something if you don't have all the information?
Yeah. And here's the kicker is the original appraisals that they're determining that the city of Reading is using to determine the value of the land, the instructions were actually written by the buyer, McConnell Foundation, which is unheard of. And they put the lease into effect. Now, we are just starting to get on top of this story and start to break it and understand it. But my understanding is well, 100% there will be an appraisal done by the EDA of the land, and this appraisal must be conducted by an independent, nationally recognized appraiser, such as an MAI-accredited appraiser. So there's going to be a new valuation of the land that is going to be done outside of McConnell Foundation and the city of Reading by the federal government. And they're going to value the land, and they will not be taking the lease into consideration, which puts the land, you know, if you believe other appraisers, somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 million, and the city of Reading is going to owe 74% of that back to the federal government to sell this land to McConnell.
Wow.
And our city staff was 100% aware of it and never told the voters.
And who is going to pick up the tab?
Taxpayers of the city of Reading.
There's no financial problems down there at the city. Didn't I hear someone say that not too recently? Not to mention any names. Sullivan.
Yeah.
But
Everything's good.
Everything's fine. There's no problems. I mean, good grief. And now, you know, I'm looking at David Stockman's corner on the net, and it says, hidden government debt bomb, state pensions underfunded by $4 trillion. Mm-hmm. You got Europe falling apart. You got all kinds of things going on, but there's no problems. It's rainbows and lollipops.
It is.
Well, my question is, if the city staff knew about this, what is going to happen to them in the case that they didn't let the people know this?
Well, that's a very good question.
Isn't?
I am no lawyer, and like I said, we're just getting on top of this. But my understanding as a citizen, a literate citizen, is that this is felonious.
I think you're unwashed, too.
Yeah, I am part of the unclean.
Of the right. Unclean. Mouse.
I am very unkosher.
Now,
I think we have to go to a break with that. Bob's over there giving me the sign that we need to go to a break.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
I'll go find a network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Are you interested in the future of RU, your community-owned electric utility? Hello, my name is Barry Tippin, RU's director, and I am personally inviting you to our 2020 Strategic Planning Open House, Thursday, November 20th, from 4 to 7 p.m. The Strategic Forum will be held in the community room adjacent to the Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. The electric industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, RU can obtain the highest standards, providing our community the best valued services. For more information, please call 339-7300. I look forward to seeing you on November 20th.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
That's a rather appropriate song considering the subject matter.
This is kind of interesting, but look who's in the middle.
That's true.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. What can I say?
I love that song.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Now, for those of you that get the reference, can you hear me now?
that's a big 10-4.
That's
you know,
not the Verizon commercial either.
No, we're not.
You know, unbelievable. Now, I don't know. I'm not the sheriff, although maybe I should be. Yeah. But, you know, I'd always wanted, if I got elected, I always want to say, yeah, there's a new sheriff in town there, boy.
I think Shasta County needs a justice of the peace.
We need something because something's going on here. And I'm assuming that this is illegal for them to have done this. I'm assuming, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a crime to defraud the voters and the people of Shasta County and the city of Reading.
Depends on who you are, maybe.
I don't, you know, I don't know. As I said, I'm not a legal officer of the court. I'm not a peace officer. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a citizen that can read.
I have some of the words of the current elected city council, the newly elected city council, ringing in my ears about how the staff was attacked unwarrantedly, and yeah, that some people were even calling for firing them. That was me, actually, that said they should be fired.
So I guess we need to hold their feet to the fire like we were talking last hour. Maybe get them closer to the fire?
I'm a little bit more radical than most. I think we just throw them on the fire.
Well, I guess there's that, but, you know.
Yeah, kind of like, you know.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
We would never condone or promote violence.
Yeah. I wonder if the city staff would sign that pledge.
Probably not.
No, I doubt it.
Which pledge is that? The full disclosure freedom pledge? Operating in the best interest of everybody except McConnell Foundation and the higher...
And the Constitution? Probably not.
I had something else to say. Do we have a caller on the line?
I'm sorry. Indeed, we do have a caller. It's Terry.
Terry, are you there? Do you have something to say about
all
this?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Well, we had a good time this weekend. We spent the weekend with Sheriff Richard Mack, Clive and Bundy, Chris Ann Hall. Stop drooling, Mark.
hey, with, cut it out.
And, of course, Mark Baird and Paul Preston had a great weekend. Interesting, when you really find out what a constitutional sheriff really is, I would like to see our sheriff interviewed about some of the questions that Sheriff Mack raises about what a constitutional sheriff is.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving an opinion. I'd just like to see him, like to hear where he stands on certain things.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, he's good on some parts of the Constitution, but not super good on others, in my opinion. You know, I mean.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the other thing is that as far as that goes, I mean, what he's supposed to be doing is taking care of the people. He's here to serve the people, not the government. And he, in essence, a lot of these laws that he enforces, like he says, well, this is California law. Well, he's not subject to a lot of that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, and in a lot of cases, there's a lot of information that that we got. And I know that, for example, Sheriff Poindexter in Modoc County and Sheriff Handcraft in Tehama County, I think you can call them constitutional sheriffs. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying our sheriff is not. I just think that it, and he does good things on the CCWs.
I like Tom, don't get me wrong, but you know, there's other things at stake here than just, you know, whether we like a person or not. You know, the problem is that if they're not, you know, following the Constitution to the letter,
right,
as it is intended, then there's some problems with it.
Yeah,
well, also there's been things that have happened that where the federal government's overreaching, and kind of wondering about that a little bit. But anyway, the other thing is too is that what Robert was talking about was amazing, and I know there has been communication on this thing as late as April the 24th, 2014, and even later than that.
Yeah.
So that's a really, and I know that Mr. Duvernay knew about this.
Yeah, Mr. I just submitted my resignation, Duvernay.
Yeah, you wonder about that too. I mean, see, the thing that we run into.
Yeah. So you weren't just kidding.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Wow. So he's off the staff now. Wow.
Well, no, his resignation's not effective, but he has submitted his resignation for the future. I'm not sure the exact date.
I think it was April of next year.
Yeah, I think it is April. Somewhere, yeah,
funny,
somewhere
but
right
when
in
looking,
there.
And what I'm looking at here is April the 24th, 2014. Anyway, but the thing is that there's a lot more to that story, Red, and I hope that you can bring maybe call Carl Bott tomorrow, and you know, 8 o'clock or something. And I mean, he really should. This is really breaking news you guys are doing. It's amazing what you guys are doing as far as at least giving us folks out here the truth on things.
It's this thing that we looked up and used to exist in this country, and I know it's a kind of an archaic term that a lot of people aren't familiar with, but it's known as investigative journalism.
Exactly. And the other thing is, too, is it's important always to have, you know, it's important always to you know, what you're doing is just reporting what's going on. People can make up their own minds, but, I mean, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And I think that, you know, again, getting back to our sheriff, and don't get me wrong, I believe we have a good sheriff. It's just that when push comes to shove and what's coming down the pike, then you really want to know where he stands constitutionally. And I would submit to you there's a lot of things that are happening federally that are happening in our county, and really he has the power to say, wait a second, you can't do that without my permission.
Yeah,
or checking with me first.
Yeah, we want to play this because this is investigative journaling, journalism at its finest. Hold on. Very good, Bob. Okay, we want to, every time we say investigative journalism, we want to hear the Oregon, because nobody else does any of it. It's like a bad horror movie. It's
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, Phantom. It's crazy because where is everybody on these things? You know, across the board, this is the era of the blackout.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as Red was saying, you know, you've got a situation where this could be an enormous amount of money when they appraise this thing. When they appraise it, I mean, if it's an independent appraiser, maybe we will get a true appraisal on it. And I'm wondering what that does to the whole thing. But
you know,
this is going to be a very interesting case. I think that Mark Beecham write something on this too?
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything.
No?
I'm not sure if there's been any investigative reporting or journalism at all on this.
Well, I was just wondering, because he's usually pretty good that way. And I was just wondering if he wrote anything on this. Or
yeah, he does kind of seem to be the lone voice over there at the record.
Yeah, I got
to
say,
he's trying.
Yeah, he's trying, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. And I think that, you know, it's really, especially after this weekend, I gave Cliven Bundy, who we were also with for the weekend, him and his wife, and I gave Cliven's bodyguard a hat And I don't know if I have a hat big enough to fit that guy's head. But it was really fascinating. It was really great to get to know those folks, work with them, and I guess we're going to work in about 8 more of those leadership liberty meetings. And it's going to be great. I think that what's happening here is we're forming an alliance of people that understand what's going on in our country, and we're connecting the dots on all these different issues we see that really seem to lead to one point, and that is time has come for 51.
That's right.
It's the only way to solve this is to have states that are sovereign.
I'll tell you what, just as a side note, you'll never guess what my score was yesterday on the trap.
What was it, buddy?
51.
Wow, I can't believe you said that over the air. Wow.
I've never sucked so good.
Most of the shooters were in the 50s somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, just so happened that me and Chris, he goes, "What'd you get?" And I go, 51. He goes, "Hey, 51's the right number. We should get a prize for that."
Great. Yeah, anyway, thanks again for what you guys are doing. I think it's fantastic. I can't say enough for, you know, just being able to hear people, you know, bring out the truth on stuff, because I know in going to all these counties.
Just wait, we're just getting warmed up, baby.
Yeah, we're just starting to get warmed up. I mean, I'm looking at a headline here that so feathers into this. This is from naturalnews.com. Just 6 powerful corporations control almost all the information that you see or hear.
Well put.
And it's the truth. I mean, 30 years ago, the diversity of the world's news media was broad. In 1983, there were some 50 companies that owned the media in the U.S. and the world. Obviously, with so many corporations vying for listeners and readers, competition was much more intense. Fast forward to today. 6
sure.
companies. Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch's News Corporation,
yeah,
Bertelsmann Murdoch. Of Germany, Viacom, and General Electric on NBC.
Wow.
Well, I think the thing that we're finding, and what I was going to say about the 19 counties we deal with, we've dealt with boards of supervisors. Trinity County, for example, I mean, there's 3 Democrats on there, and they were really receptive. They want us to come back. They ask good questions. But we're finding that in Shasta County and in our city council, in our city, that we're just finding things that are, dare I say, disturbing at best on things that are going on, and we aren't seeing this in other counties. Mm. It really is a very interesting dynamic, and I sure hope that the people that we elect can start straightening some of this stuff out, because there's a lot of things going on that really are opening some eyes of some people.
There might be some people that change their viewpoints because three out of the 3 that got elected were all for the McConnell Foundation Turtle Bay deal.
That's
3
it.
For 3.
3 for 3. Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah, and after we were also with Lydia Gutierrez and Orlean Curley from Common Core. And also those 3, the 3 of them are, Missy MacArthur and Francie Sullivan. And Ms. Schrader are all for Common Core, and it's certainly their right to be what they want to be for. But when you have 80% of the people in the North State against that, it's amazing to me to see what we've got going on here in Shasta County. It really is mind-boggling. The more that we travel around the North State, the more we see that we've got some work to do. We have to start cleaning up some things here. And I'm very thankful for what you guys are doing. I know you're building a big team. I know you're working with other folks in other counties. And this is not just a bunch of bloggers, as the Record Searchlight said. There are some highly trained professionals in this. And I'm looking forward to seeing the truth in 2015. So thank you, you guys, for all you do. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you later.
Very
all
good.
Right,
thanks.
Have a
great weekend, Terry.
You too.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we've got to get back to, and I'm going to say it one more time, Bob, investigative journalism.
And people need to stop ignoring facts because they're inconvenient to their version of reality.
The narrative. It's all about the narrative these days. You know, it's all about, you know, what's being projected onto us is what is really happening here.
Well, Wizard's first rule. People will believe anything because they want it to be true, and they will deny everything because they're afraid it's true.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, this story's got a lot of legs. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to stop going anywhere because, you know, you can't shut this thing down. And who are these guys? So Duvernay's resigned as of April. Hey, Mr. Starman, what do you got to say in your defense? Maybe you should come out and try to spin this some other direction other than...
Well, he's got to get his palace built over at REU first.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's where he is.
Well, he's trying to anyway.
Yeah.
But with everybody digging in and getting educated, maybe that won't happen as easy as he thought it would.
Well, I'm a firm believer that one of the primary problems with our city is our city staff. And members of city council that sit in the council room and knit and just smile and nod and, you know, sit there with your crocheting and go, oh, yeah, whatever staff says, and doesn't ever bother to dig into what staff's saying.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I'll tell you, the day's coming because right now these guys are sitting, fat and happy in their little, spots. The day's coming, you know, when you start seeing the headlines of what's happening as far as the unfunded liabilities, this thing with Turtle Bay coming down the pipe as far as the, you know, do they have to pay back this money? There's the REU lawsuit coming.
Yeah, the pilot lawsuit. That's going to be $24 million lawsuit and a potential loss of $5 million a year out of the budget.
Wow.
There's no problem.
You throw
there's nothing
this
going
in.
On.
Yeah, you throw this in with what's going on, and then look at the fact that, 73 cents out of every dollar is going towards pensions, and tell me that the city's not in trouble.
I know. Yeah. I'm looking right at this. Everybody should go to this, David Stockman's Contra Corner. And hidden government debt bomb, state pensions underfunded by 4.7. That's not counting the city or the counties. That's counting the state pensions, mm-hmm. not counting the federal. And I'll tell you what, the California is right up there in the top of the real problems that are pending.
We've been looking at the numbers of California for well over a year. We probably here in the state of Jefferson know the numbers better than California does. And we've been putting these numbers out for over a year, and everybody's told us, oh, you're crazy. That's not what California says. And everything that we have said about the economics of California is coming true. It is worse than what that report says. California is over $820 billion in debt on unfunded liability.
Just looking at the funding ratio for Illinois is the example, and I think next is California. But the numbers I have here for Illinois, we can dig up the ones on California. It says the lowest funding ratio in Illinois is 22%. The state's public employee pension funds have $95 billion in assets and $426 billion in liabilities. Now,
it's worse than that.
It's worse than that. And so there's no problem. There's no economic conundrum coming. Mm-hmm. There's no problem. We'll just keep they can't print money. Yeah. We'll just keep borrowing for bailed out by the federal government. Wait a minute. That's a problem too. There's a storm coming, and people better wise up and start preparing for it.
Yeah, that wasn't just an iceberg, and no, the ship's not listing. Strike up the band.
Absolutely. We're on the Titanic, and these guys are jockeying to see who's got the best seats, in coach. So it's a problem. Anyway, we probably need to go to a break.
Yep. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
And I'm going to go ahead.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Thanks, Red.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football back to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices. Those are our primary goals. Redding Concrete is located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sing it, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that song brings back some memories I'll never admit to.
Yeah, I love Joe Walsh. I almost did the Rocky Mountain Way this morning, and I just couldn't quite get it in. But
talking about the truth, that's actually very true. He used to do that. Yeah. Did you know that?
Tear out the walls. Yeah,
do all that. That's really true.
Yeah, I think he was kind of a little bit on a bender, the first half of his life.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know until the other day that it was really true that he really did things like
What's
that.
What's interesting is Joe Walsh actually turned into a pretty good citizen after he got off all the drugs.
The road to the Palace of Wisdom is paved with excess.
Paved with excess and sorrow.
Yeah, and thank you, God, I'm still alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so during the break, I want you to clarify about the appraisal and the 74%, because I was misunderstanding. The city would have to pay back 74% of the appraisal value, not of the sale value, correct?
Not of the sale value of the land. The federal government doesn't care if the city of Redding sells the land for a dollar. They want 74% of the appraised value of the land.
With an independent appraisal done by them.
Hired by the federal government.
Without the lease on the
Wow.
Now, I want to know how many people out there will think that the federal government will hire an appraiser and with a straight face say that they think they'll come up with the same appraisal McConnell and the city of Redding did.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Hey.
So
it's all rainbows and lollipops, man.
Yeah, and unicorn farts.
Okay, we got a caller.
Yeah, we have Matt from Bella Vista on the line. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thank you. I'll take my answer off the air, so because of where I'm at. But I had a quick question. I want to know what you guys are doing on the state of Jefferson front. What's new on that? I hadn't seen anything in a while.
You want the statewide picture, the Shasta County picture,
County picture? Because I live in Shasta County, and I can tell you, I run into more people who support it, but there doesn't seem to be any traction here as for political movement to happen. I mean, what I'm getting at is there's support, but I don't see any real progress happening here, especially with what happened with the unnamed bureaucrat that just kind of sold us out.
You mean the liar Les Baugh?
Yeah,
that'd be him.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the second point is, when all this debt does come to fruition and start causing a problem, there's going to be a vacuum of leadership in this community. Do you guys have any plans of setting up some alternative sources for people to go to? Because, quite honestly, this government is the problem, and I have zero faith in them anymore. And it's just a matter of time before things get worse, and I don't see anything rosy coming out of what's left of our government.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get back to what the Founding Fathers intended, was a constitutional government that actually has the people's best interests in mind. And in order for that to happen, we need to start electing people who, number one, are fiscally responsible. I would say probably that's number two. Number one, it's that they're ready to follow the Constitution and get back to the intent of the Constitution, what was to operate as a service-intended organization for the good of the people, not for the good of the few good old boy network, i.e. what we got here in Shasta County. Take a look at what's going on between McConnell, Turtle Bay, and the city staff.
There you go.
Oh, I agree. I'm going to get off the air here, but what I was saying is they don't have any real legitimacy anymore as far as I'm concerned, and I'm looking for an alternative, quite frankly, because when it all comes apart, it's going to prove to those that are still supporting them that they don't have any legitimacy anymore, and the system's so compartmentalized that half the people who still support it, they're just blinded. I mean, look at the money for trails, but no money for roads.
Well, it is about the money, and the money is going to have to come down to where it's not about the money when you go there. And the people have to step up and become the watchdogs like we're doing now to hold these guys accountable so they're not doing this stuff. And that's really the answer. It's not a matter of replacing the government. Like Red said, that's a slippery slope. It's a matter of taking control of the government and the people getting involved in the process. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, our founding fathers gave us the tools. We just need to exercise them.
Start using them.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
okay.
And
thank
as your
you.
Your question for State of Jefferson, there are things coming here in Shasta County where we've retreaded the tire. We're grabbing some traction. Come down Monday night to the Tea Party. The State of Jefferson has a breakout. We do our own meeting in a separate room about 7 o'clock on Monday night if you want to come down, hear what's going on. But things are quietly building here in Shasta. We're gathering some outreach. We're getting some more people. We're looking at a town hall end of March, beginning of April. And we're definitely coming out with a big boom. We're launching the spring offensive.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks
thank
for calling, Matt.
Matt.
You bet. So let's see if we've got any other things to go over here before we get our next guest, Pete Peters, on. Thanks a lot, Red, for coming in. And I've got a couple of headlines here that are kind of interesting, and they kind of go into what we've been talking about here. You know, everybody knows I'm a sound money guy. Everybody knows that I believe that we need to get back to sound money, which is what we don't have now. And I've got a couple of stories here that are pretty interesting here. With Greenspan changing his position on currency, that gold being the ultimate currency just in the last couple of weeks. So he went through a couple of stages. You know, the first stage was he was totally pro-gold. You know, he wrote his thesis on it, said it was the thing that stood between government theft and private property. You know, was gold was the standard because it kept the deficit spending from happening all the time. And he said the deficit spending was theft on a large scale. And gold kept that under control. So I got one. Now, this is just the most interesting story. This is from Zero Hedge, and it says ISIS unveils a new gold-backed currency to remove itself from the oppressor's money system. Now, if that's not, I mean, good grief, what the heck? I mean, so, I'm not standing up for ISIS here, but I'm saying the oppressor's money system, they're aware that the oppressors have a money system worldwide called the petrodollar, and they're starting to back their own currency with gold, silver, and copper. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. And so, you know, when you look at this stuff, you know, I guess you can be in some people's words, an animal. You know, you're going around cutting people's heads off, but they're looking for a sound currency that can't be debased. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So with that, you were talking about gold crazed. This is another article from the Outsiders Club. Gold crazed central banks that you're not hearing about. Evidently, the central banks have been buying up gold like nobody's business. And so, you know, when you think about that for a second, and all the gold that's going, you know, east to China, to Russia, to India, ISIS is buying up gold through their oil reserves and silver and so forth. Do you think maybe they know something? Do you think maybe that they're on top of something that our government is not? Because, you know, we look at everything that's going on right now. I got another article here from Sprout Money. The worst shortage in precious metals in a decade. Now, the mint sold out, Canadian mint. Our mint sold out. There's no more, the mines are shutting down. You know, I have another article here that talks about that they're losing an average of $3 for every ounce that they produce. What's going on out here? I mean, and the price of silver and gold has gone down until Friday, and all of a sudden they popped way back up again. And not way back up, but they're starting to head up again. Now that could be a false sign, but something is going on here when the central banks are buying it up, when the Chinese and the Russians are buying it up. You got ISIS, you know, of all people, you know, organizations in the Middle East buying up gold and silver to do a cold back currency. You know, is our government selling us out?
Well, I was going to say, I just pulled up, actually, I got this sent to me. It's from the Silver Doctors, and it's calling it Operation Tokyo Twist.
Well, they haven't stopped QE. See, that's the problem in the nutshell, is that the only way this government can keep itself propped up is by continually counterfeiting money on their deficit spending. Remember what we said about gold stands in the way of the confiscation of private property? Well, that's what the foreign countries know, but we have been educated stupid in America to not understand the basic principles of why gold is money and why silver is money. So we now rely on the printing press as our way of keeping our currency flowing. And guess what? The rest of the world realizes that it's counterfeiting, and they're moving out of our dollars. I highly suggest that if you have anything in the system, whether it's in banking or stocks or bonds or just plain paper, you better get yourself positioned a little better, because there is a reckoning coming. And when it happens, it's probably going to happen pretty fast. So those are the things I wanted to kind of get out there. With that, I'd like to bring our guest in. I don't know if we have to go to a break yet, but our guest, Pete Peter, is here.
We're actually good to the top of the hour.
Okay, so let's go to the top of the hour. But let's get Pete in here and say, how you doing today, Pete?
Good morning.
Hey,
this is exciting.
Exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, a different control room, different people. Is this Bad Bob?
This is Bob. Just plain Bob.
Just plain Bob.
Yeah, this is Bob Martin. He's our producer, soundboard operator, all around great guy.
Well, you know, I hear about all these people as I listen to this station, but I'm given a chance to meet them.
Yes, Bad Bob is not here today.
Yeah, that would be Bob Belongi.
All right.
Yeah. So we got Bob Martin here. And, anyway, so, gosh, it's great to have you on the show. I'll tell you, we've known you for years, Pete. You know, from the Reading Rodeo Association, you know, and then when we started a lot of the Tea Party stuff, and then there was a parting of the ways and different things that happened. But I want to say that, you know, I thought you've always been a stand-up guy.
Oh, thank you.
And now it seems like this whole thing's coming full circle, because I think everybody's starting to realize we either hang together or we're going to hang separately.
Well, you know, we just all stayed in the fight.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's the main thing. We just have to stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
We all did it in our own way. And
I agree.
We had little internal differences, but that's very, very minor. And
I think those things are completely starting to smooth out. I really believe that.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that was my contention from the beginning. You know, that all of us as patriots should have started standing together and not be arguing over all this petty stuff. But the powers that be have thrown a lot of the petty stuff out there on purpose through disinformation. I mean, I read the story about the six major networks that control everything. They want us all fighting amongst ourselves over this stuff.
Keeps us busy and out of their hair.
Well, you know what they say, George Soros either owns or controls 40% of the media. And now you know why they're all on the same page?
Exactly.
They're stupid enough that they're down to the same words.
Yeah, they don't even try. They don't even try to. I mean, they just black everything out. And they don't even try to mince words anymore. Right. You know, I mean, let's take this Gruber guy.
I was just going.
You know, I mean, you got one network reporting it. And I'm not saying Fox is stellar either, because they leave out of the narrative other parts of the story. But in this particular instance, they're the only ones that have reported on Gruber that I can find.
Yeah, I think that was ABC, I think, or somebody spent some little bit of time on. But the fact is, the media, the corrupt media, has the egg all over their face. As the Republicans prevailed in this election, and as the stuff is coming out about Obamacare through this Gruber fella, who has egg all over their face?
Yep.
The Democrats and the media.
Yep.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to go to a break,
and we'll
be back with our guest, Pete Peters. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hour number two of Sovereign Minds comes your way next, right here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. ISIS is claiming another beheading, this time of captured USAID worker Peter Kasich. In a graphic, nearly 16-minute-long video uploaded to social networks this morning, a black-clad militant with his face concealed claims to have murdered Kasich. President Obama says he does not want to send ground troops to fight against ISIS. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney disagrees.
I think the president's wrong in saying that under no circumstances will he consider ground troops. No one wants to put our own ground troops there. But if you're going to defeat something, you don't tell the enemy exactly what you plan on doing or what you won't do. You say, we're going to defeat you regardless of the consequence.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is announcing a plan to inject fresh thinking and new ideas into how the U.S. can keep and extend its military superiority despite tighter budgets and military modernization.